Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Monday, it is Maesterclass. Sometimes this short-form podcast interviews a medievalist with a listener question. If you have a question that you would like answered, book at baldmove.com. Sometimes this podcast is just me talking for 5 minutes.
This is irregular.
Yes, well, I suppose that life is irregular.
A few weeks ago, my younger brother sent me this text asking me how often I think about the Roman Empire. I am not on social media, so I had no idea what he was talking about. I do think about the Roman Empire pretty often. This, I learned much later, is something that a lot of modern men think about for some reason. And so this week I want to point out 7 times George R.R. Martin daydreamed about the Roman Empire. Number one, the Andals are very much based on the northern expansion of Rome. Indeed, according to mythology, Rome had 7 kings before it became unified. So we probably get the title Lord of the 7 Kingdoms from the Andal parallel with Rome. Remember that Westeros had a lot more than 7 kingdoms. Okay, number two, the Pantheon. This is a great dome. Indeed, it is still the largest unsupported concrete dome in the world. A lot of Roman architecture, by the way, owes its grandeur to the invention of concrete. This, I think is pretty clear, is where Martin got the idea for the Great Dragon Pit that we saw most robustly in the penultimate episode of House of the Dragon. Okay, number three, the water systems, aqueducts, sewage, and the like. Winterfell, of course, is built above a natural hot spring, and there are water ducts flowing beneath the floorboards of Ned's Solar. This is absolutely stolen from a fort up near Hadrian's Wall, where the Romans used this very technique to heat the floor of the general's chambers. And, of course, while we're up north, Hadrian's Wall, of course, is the inspiration for the wall. Both walls go coast to coast. They both mark the edge of the world, and they both have several forts built along the wall to defend it. This next one, I haven't heard anyone else say, and I'll just throw this out there. I think that Robert Baratheon is modeled from Commodus, who ruled from 161 to 192, which, by the way, is a long reign by any measure. Commodus was famous the world over for his lack of intelligence, and he has quite a few parallels to King Robert. Both fancied themselves great warriors long after their prime. Both inserted themselves into tournaments. In the case of Commodus, he had them rigged so that he could emerge as the champion. And both had their reigns ended by way of assassination. Okay, number six. What is now known as the Year of Six Emperors happened in 238 current era. This was a messy year where 6 claimants to the title vied for power. This very well could be where Martin got the plot for Clash and Storm, wherein Joffrey, Robb, Stannis, Renly, Dany, and Mance Rayder all have a claim to head of state. Number six. And finally, in the great contest between gladiators, champions and teams were often known by their distinct colors. And this, I think, is a possible inspiration for George R. R. Martin's Team Black and Team Green that we see in House of the Dragon. I'm sure that there are literally hundreds of other Roman inspirations in A Song of Ice and Fire. I just name a handful here to aid you in your daydreaming. Until next time, ave atque vale.